Just ask the Father to be with us, the Son to be with us, and the Holy Spirit to be with us as we partake of this time together as believers. And I want to say that if you're not a believer, you're still welcome, because today you could become a believer. And I pray that the Lord will touch your hearts. Father, I just thank you for this time together. I thank you that this is an ordinance that you ask us to keep. And there's purpose in this, Lord, that we would see Jesus afresh, see the Father afresh, and see the Spirit afresh. I pray, Lord, that your blessings would be upon this time. In Psalms 7:11, it says, God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. You know, sometimes we have a kind of a struggle seeing God, a God that is totally love, and a God that is full of wrath against sin. He's holy, he cannot stand sin, and he will judge against it, and he will pour out his wrath. I'm not sure that we could ever really compromise what the ultimate wrath of God will be. But we know that he is a God of love and a God of wrath. For us to come before God, we come to him in a way that we would not be subject to his wrath. We need to appease God's wrath. And we do that because we're all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. We're all in the same situation. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God so loved man that he gave his only begotten Son. Now that shows the sight of God that he loves us. He says, whosoever will may come. And God, knowing that we could never appease God. You know, many peoples and many religions try to appease God. Appease him by our good works, by the deeds that we do. Don't do this and don't do that. We try to all live by that. And that is right that we try to do that. But that will never give us favor with God. We cannot bargain with God. He has set the terms of salvation. He has set the terms for liberty. And so God, knowing that we could never do that, provided a propitiation. Propitiation is an appeasement of God's wrath. And there was only one. There's only been one human. He stood on 2 feet, and he was totally righteous, and he was totally man, and he was totally God. And his Son willingly came, and he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And Jesus willingly suffered, became a substitute for you and for me. John the Baptist says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. When we try to please God or appease God, it's an offense to him. It's an offense to him. We want to bless him. We want to live. We want to grow more like him. But you can't bargain your righteousness or my righteousness against God's wrath. That appeasement has been made by Jesus Christ. That gift has already been given. Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God. No sin. Suffered in our place. Died for us. And he's offered us the opportunity to come to him and receive the gift of salvation, not trying to justify ourselves, but just accept what Jesus has done and allow his Holy Spirit, as we receive Jesus, to dwell in us and to work out our life and to make us more like Jesus. Jesus became our propitiation. In 1 John 2:2, it says, he is the propitiation for our sins. And not our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. But if you don't accept the gift, you don't get the gift of the giver, the propitiation. And the wrath of God still hangs over our head. We will suffer it for it because we have rejected the gift. We can't appease God in any other way except through the sacrifice of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. You know, I've been a Christian for a long time, and sometimes I feel like I have to wind myself up to be able to appreciate this time, although I know it's so important. But this bread is the perfect lamb, represents the perfect Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world, and it's become the propitiation. That means that I have salvation, that I have been reconciled to God. It says that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So today, when we take the bread, we remember the perfect gift of God, the salvation that was provided by a perfect human God-man. A gift that came straight from God himself because he loved us and he's provided the way. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone, and we are complete in him. We're complete in him. Father, I thank you for this time that you've given us. I thank you for this cup and this bread. I thank you for the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who was the perfect Lamb of God and the perfect substitute that can reconcile us to you. I thank you, Lord, and we accept this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may partake.
Jay, will you pray for our teachers and helpers and our children?
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for bringing all these children to our church, and thank you so much for the gracious volunteers who are here to impart in them and just instill your message and your word into their lives. Pray that it'll stay with these kids, and they'll take it with them, take it home, take it to school, take it wherever they go, and continue to be your shining light, Lord. Nothing that shines quite as bright as a beautiful young child who knows you and who loves you. And that you continue to help these leaders and volunteers and just let them, again, carry that great message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hey, just a few announcements.
We are in need of somebody who would like to